In recent years, South Africa experienced cholera epidemic, especially in rural areas of Limpopo, KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. This came as a shock to local and provincial government as they were systematically installing water to rural areas. The research showed that cholera cases are steadily rising compared to previous years in this country. In this program, we are going to focus on the relationship between service delivery and diseases such as cholera and other related diseases. But what is the cause of this epidemic in South Africa?
David Hempson, a research director with the Human Sciences Research Council and a project leader of a study in cholera in KwaZulu-Natal. South Africa has had one of the world's worst epidemics recently, and it seems such a contradiction because we know the government has been prioritizing delivery to the people in rural areas and also to poorer urban areas. And we would imagine that with the high level of health intervention that there is in South Africa as a semi-developed area, that there would not have been such a cholera epidemic. It was a surprise to the medical profession and was a surprise to most people. We expect to hear of cholera in really war-torn countries. We didn't expect to see it in South Africa.
Some local governments are providing water for the rural areas, but even those areas experience the outbreak of cholera.
One of the most unusual parts of the epidemic, which happened between 2000 and 2001, was that it started in an area where there was already a level of service which provided for pipe water. In an area called Matlebe, just outside of Mpangeni, one of the largest cities in KwaZulu-Natal. And what happened was that just about the time the cholera epidemic took off, which was in August 2000, the local authorities put prepaid meters onto the taps of a water scheme. And that, along with what followed as a very uncertain water supply, even if people were prepared to pay for it, meant that people were forced to return to rivers and streams. It started in an area where there was already a level of service which provided for pipe water.
Siphelele Zulu is one of the residents who struggled to get water.
We fetch water in the river very far, about 3 kilometers from where we stay. We drink with cattle and all other animals. Sometimes we go to the area called Mona, which is far. We need help because we even get cholera.
People are taught to purify water so that even if water is contaminated, they can still have safe water. But they don't adhere to this. And the question that keeps coming is whether there is a relationship between service delivery and cholera. Hempson explains.
Now, if you look at the figures on the cholera epidemic, altogether we had about 130,000 people infected from 2000 to 2003. Even now we hear of small outbreaks of cholera. That was concentrated in KwaZulu-Natal but spread to the Eastern Cape. And we found that it was concentrated within those two provinces in areas where there had been relatively low levels of service delivery. And as I've explained, where service delivery or the water service has been problematic, constant breakdowns, constant interruptions. And one of the other points which needs to be borne in mind is that among the really poor, there's not really access to water at the free basic service level. Now, this is a severe problem. It means that free basic water, which was introduced almost immediately when cholera was found as an epidemic in KwaZulu-Natal and in South Africa, was introduced, and I said almost immediately, but in urban areas. But in the rural areas, there's a very low uptake of free basic water, and among poor people, only about half are accessing free basic water, although that very policy should have been directly applied to them.
Not only water service is poor in rural areas, people have to walk long distances to get to community health centers. Nelingwane lives in an underserviced village of Ngowagazi in KwaZulu-Natal. She says there is no clinic in her area and the hospital, which is also far, is not coping with the number of people coming in.
Inkinga esibhekene nayo kakhulu amanzi.
The problem that you are facing is water. The water is not safe for drinking. As a result, this water ends up spreading diseases, and we don't have hospitals here because we are in the rural areas. The one hospital that is serving us is always full.
Lack of health facilities, combined with the high levels of HIV/AIDS in KwaZulu-Natal, has led to people linking cholera to HIV. But David Hampson says this is not easy to establish.
Now, one of the questions which was raised in the cholera epidemic was whether, because of the high level of HIV/AIDS prevalence within KwaZulu-Natal, there's a link between the epidemic and HIV/AIDS. This is extremely difficult to establish. But it is common knowledge that if your immunity is low, you are likely to, to suffer from bouts, severe cholera, severe diarrhea, and possibly cholera, because you do not have the resistance as other people. And we found that there was a very high correlation between poverty, in other words, the poorest of the poor, and the incidence of cholera. Of course, that meant that those people were tending to store water longer, were unable to access clean water, and also people who found that they were unable to access the health services as much as better off people.
Governments, Batopele, will never materialize if government departments are not working together to improve service delivery to the people.
One of the other difficulties which has been not only in the question of medical facilities but also in terms of water quality is that various government departments are not working together well with other government departments. Now, the policy at the moment is to give all of these functions or increasing functions to the municipal level, at local municipalities and district municipalities. And maybe in the future we will see more integration. But at the moment we see that there is a dislocation between the health system and the water supply system. And when there are outbreaks, as in the cholera epidemic, we find that departments tend to blame each other rather than to work together in a cooperative manner on a long-term basis to make sure that the health of the people is maintained by keeping up water services at a level at which there will not be disease spread in our communities.
That was David Hampson taking us to the end of our program.
This feature production is a partnership between Workers World Media Productions and the Municipal Services Project.